Food deserts are not just an urban problem. On many Ohio country roads, you can drive for miles without finding a grocery store. But a new public-private partnership is working on the problem, as we report in today's Quick Bite.
One of my most favorite things to do on a summer day like this is to be able to drive the country roads in Ashtabula County. It is peaceful. There's a lot of natural beauty.
But not a lot of food available for purchase. State Senator Capri Cafaro knows the problem well.
For someone passing through, that might be an inconvenience, but for someone who actually lives here, it's a matter of quality of life.
It's a problem the nonprofit social service agency Country Neighbor tries to help with. Executive Director Barbara Klingensmith covers a lot of miles helping Ashtabulans get groceries.
In Orwell, you have Save-A-Lot. In Andover, you have Sparkle. And that is both of those is the closest grocery store within 20 miles?
About 20
miles. And if transportation is an issue where they don't drive, you know, either rely on family, we take them grocery shopping. It's just, it's very limited.
That inability to get fresh food is a health hazard in both urban and rural communities, according to a recent report.
The findings are astounding.
Carolyn Harries is with the national group The Food Trust.
Nearly 1 million residents of Ohio, including a close to 250,000 children, live in these areas that are not just low income. They don't just have poor access to grocery stores, but they also are suffering from higher rates of death from diet-related disease.
That includes Ohio's infant mortality rate. Dr. Rosemary Riley of the Healthy Food for Ohio Task Force says in 2011 it was 30% higher than the national average.
Part of that is due to the diets as well. And so the Infant Mortality Task Force has identified lack of access to grocery stores as a real concern and part of the social determinants of that infant mortality.
Accessibility to fresh food might well be a life or death issue, but just how do you get grocery stores, which typically operate on low profit margins, to locate in areas where they can't easily make money? That's the problem, according to the task force. The 50-member public-private partnership is recommending the state invest $10 million to encourage grocers to open new stores in underserved areas. Kristen Mullins, CEO of the Ohio Grocers Association, says one-time upfront grants and loans could help.
Land acquisition, equipment purchases, store renovation, workforce development, security, all these things are somewhat barriers to my members to create and open new stores. So this program will really help offset those.
Ohio's 15th District Congressman Steve Stivers got behind the Healthy Food for Ohio initiative because Vinton County in southeast Ohio, which he represents, has not one single supermarket.
There is frozen food at a Dollar General, but they're having trouble getting access to produce. And if you can't drive 30 or 40 minutes to Athens, you have real trouble getting access to fresh food.
Vinton County's population is just over 13,000.
It's almost easier to solve the problem in urban areas because there is the mass of people there. There may not be a lot of income, but there is clearly the population to support a grocery store. It's a more thorny problem in rural areas like Vinton County, Ohio.
Or northeast Ohio's Ashtabula County. This is farm country with soy and corn fields as far as the eye can see. But beyond the occasional farm stand, very little food available for purchase. Ashtabula County has more than 100,000 residents, but many of State Senator Capri Cafaro's constituents are low income and potential grocery shoppers are spread out over a large area.
Because of pervasive poverty, because it's the largest geographic county in the state of Ohio, because there is limited access to transportation, even though we grow food, it doesn't mean that people have access to food or to a variety of food.
Senator Cafaro takes us for a ride to illustrate the point.
So here we are, crossing the border from Ashtabula into Trumbull Counties, and we have seen not even a convenience store, not even a gas station.
But Congressman Stivers holds out hope for Ohio's new public-private partnership. Pennsylvania's Fresh Food Financing Initiative led to 90 new grocery stores.
It's gotten healthy foods to thousands of people that live in Pennsylvania. And we're hopeful that this Ohio Healthy Foods Initiative will work in Ohio, both in urban and rural areas.
That's this week's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.